And if you've ever driven on Interstate 95 in Florida, you may have noticed that Floridians like to go fast. Last year, almost 800,000 of them were ticketed for speeding. Wilson Sayre from Here Now contributor WLRN in Miami recently got pulled over, and she wanted to see if the traffic classes that people take to repair their records actually make them better drivers.
I was going 88 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. A very nice officer decided I needed to be going a bit slower and gave me a ticket to that effect. So I was not really excited about the idea of my insurance rates going up. That's what usually happens when you get points on your license for bad driving. So to prevent that, I did what a lot of people do. I took a traffic class. You can take it online or in person. I took mine online.
Do you feel your skills are above?
Oh, yes. I'm the best driver in the world.
This is improv comedy traffic school.
We use humor to deliver a very important message.
This is Gary Alexander, the guy who started the school.
People who come through our classes are not novice drivers. Hopefully, by the end of the class, we reach at least every person, and they have this aha moment. Hey, you know, maybe I should put my seatbelt. Maybe I should slow down.
After the four-hour class, I passed the final test, 39 out of 40 questions right. But the next day, getting into my car, I had this big question. Was I somehow now a better driver? Are these classes actually effective?
They definitely are.
That's Ray Graves. He's the guy who oversees traffic classes in Florida. He's with the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. They do periodic studies of these classes.
Basically, the study takes the group of individuals who have completed the course, and they look 18 months prior to their driving history and 18 months after, and compare that to a control group if the driver's driving record is better than the course is deemed effective.
In 2014, the department found all the traffic classes in Florida to be effective.
One of the things that people learn is not necessarily being a better driver, but how to avoid tickets.
Steve Block worked as a traffic safety researcher for AAA of Southern California. Block retired about a year ago, and he spent his career doing in-depth research on this stuff in California, but says it translates across the country. The Florida study took a group of people who completed the class and compared their driving to a section of the general population to see if there's any change. Block's California study found that the general population is different from people who take driving courses. So in order to compare apples to apples, Block had to find people who were actually going to take a traffic class. He partnered with the state and essentially set up fake classes.
People actually showed up for the class, you know, in the morning. Like, here I am. It's 9 o'clock. I'm ready to take the class. And we dismissed 3,000 people. Thank you for showing up. Go home.
Block gave the people passes, saying they successfully completed the class, so they weren't ripped off. In return, he had their data. And months later, he compared the traffic records of people who were sent home to people who actually took the course. Using that method, again, Block found the classes to be pretty much ineffective. So maybe you're willing to pay $30 to take a class to mask the points on your license so your insurance doesn't go up. Awesome. Block says, not so awesome.
By systematically masking people's citations, the DMV doesn't know about those drivers who keep getting a lot of tickets and would have their licenses suspended or revoked.
And that, he says, makes our roads less safe. In Florida, you can only take a class 5 times in your life to mask a ticket, and only once in a given year. Block says that's the right direction, but doesn't do enough to deal with the statistical reality he found. Even though he's steeped in this research, the day he retired, he got pulled over for rolling through a stop sign.
I literally had my retirement cake in the back seat.
And Steve Block, just like the rest of us, ponied up, sat down, and took the traffic class. For Here and Now, I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.